Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So no spoilers. I got to just say a couple things about the Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones, I grew up with. All right, his first movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, was 1981. And I remember I was little, and my mom had said, you guys are going to want to see this movie, but there's some scary scenes in it. And I wasn't scared by it because I had always wanted to be a doctor, so goo and eyes and flesh never really bothered me. I didn't like scary movies per se, but that scene, that iconic scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where they got melted, the Nazis got melted, you know, when the Ark opened and the Angel of Death came, fantastic. It was groundbreaking. And Indiana Jones became an icon. Now, with the Indiana Jones movies, I look at Indiana Jones as somebody who's sexy, a little smartass, has a way with women, is not one of these, insult Arnold Schwarzenegger, love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but one of those 80s Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rambo, Sylvester Stallone type heroes. I love the heroes like John McClane in Die Hard or Indiana Jones, where they're at the wrong place at the wrong time. They're not trying to be a hero. They're not, but they're using their smarts. And what made Indiana Jones such a fantastic character is he was a PhD, Dr. Jones, and he used his academia to figure out how to get around complex issues. And it was fascinating because it gave nerds all across America, right, you know, the chance to say, you know what, we could be pretty flippin' cool too. So you saw Dr. Jones in glasses and bow tie and, you know, it's still to me sexy, but you got to see nerd go hero and get the ladies. And it was something that was not done. So Indiana Jones has made 5 movies, right? You had the Raiders of the Lost Ark. You had there was the one with the Temple of Doom. Then you had The Last Crusade, which I really, really liked. Sean Connery, I thought that was fantastic. Then you had the Crystal Skull one. And then you have this one, The Dial of Destiny. And The Dial of Destiny, no spoilers, The Dial of Destiny has struggled a little bit. The ratings had I thought it did well in terms of bringing in millions, but compared to other movies, I think it had a softer opening than they would have expected. And I'm a little worried about where they're going with the franchise. And I understand this is the last movie of Indiana Jones, but the more movies you have, right, of him not being Indy, obviously he's 80 years old, still got it. I mean, blows my mind how athletic he could still be and how sexy and rugged he could still be. But Indiana Jones is now being thought of as an older, grumpier gentleman. And the swagger, the steam, the athleticism of the older movies are going to start to be forgotten. Now, there's been talk of somebody else being the next Indiana Jones. I think Shia LaBeouf if I'm pronouncing it right, they were maybe considering. I thought he did a great job in Crystal Skull, but he's no Indy. Now, don't try to recreate. Indy was Indy. And he was part of a past. He fought the Nazis. He was an archaeological legend in the 30s and 40s and 50s. So I really think that the franchise should stop where it is. Now, mind you, they did a fantastic job of Dial of Destiny in the beginning. Absolutely amazing. Because what they did, and it's the secret's out, they used CGI, right, to recreate him in the past. And people in the movie theater were like, the whole movie should have been like this. They could have, and they can. But is that going to ruin the, kind of ruin the franchise? You know, should movies use AI to bring back what we liked? Should we have another Die Hard with John McClane the way he looked in the 80s? I don't know. A lot of people left Raiders feeling sad. You know, don't feel sad. Feel happy that there was a, you know, there was some longevity to his career, and we now know what happened to Indiana Jones. But unfortunately, though, you didn't have Indy. And if it wasn't for the first part of the movie, some people would question if it was actually an Indiana Jones movie. That's what happened with Die Hard. I think by the time we had Die Hard 3 and Die Hard 4, people were saying these really aren't the Die Hard movies. It's a movie with Bruce Willis, but it's not necessarily a Die Hard movie. And so I just, to me, because of nostalgia, because of what we're in this habit of trying to redo or piggyback on something so iconic. And the reason why we have museums is because some things you just can't replicate. It's just there. It was a period of time. It was amazing, awesome. Just reflect on that beauty. You know, there's trying to redo Lord of the Rings. They're redoing, you know, The Lord of the Rings. First of all, the book was incredible, but second, the movie series, the trilogy, let that be Lord of the Rings. You know, trying to recreate things, or it starts to dilute or diminish. And museums have a purpose, and the museum is to hold and preserve something the way it was, and let us have a look as to what that was in real time without altering it to 2023, without changing it. So my vote is, you know, see the movie if you're an Indiana Jones lover like I am. Harrison Ford gets kudos. All the actors were absolutely fantastic. And shout out to Antonio Banderas. He was in it, to me made my day. I love him. All the actors did well, but it was really on the verge once you got into the middle of it, of it not being an Indiana Jones movie. You can't do that. Not with a series so classic. So, that's all I'm going to say. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we had 4th of July, and the fireworks I saw across the globe were across the country were beautiful. A little interesting in Las Vegas. We didn't have a big fireworks show like we usually do. And it was a little disappointing because I don't know if you've seen some of the footage I've shown from previous years where a bunch of the hotels are lit up and it was just exquisite. This year, a bunch of people came to look at the fireworks on the strip, not many. But we did have an LED show. There's this dome, this video dome. that the Venetian Resort has. And it's exquisite. It's this big dome. And it's going to be a part of our skyline in Las Vegas. And it's a sphere, a 17,600-seat venue. And it had some beautiful artistry. But unfortunately, in terms of the fireworks, not many fireworks. Now, I don't mind too much because, unfortunately, firework injuries plague us. And we have talked about how thousands upon thousands of ER visits get chalked up the day of or the day after to firework injuries, burns. Sadly, we had a stepchild of a relative lose their eye because one of the little sparklers or those little round things that kind of move around the street as you set it off jumped, ricocheted, and hit his eye. He had corneal transplants and multiple other surgeries, and he's still legally blind in one eye. So, you know, if many of you are still kind of questioning whether your injury is something that needs to be addressed or not, for the love of God, please keep in mind these fireworks can be thousands of degrees, and your skin might not necessarily be able to tolerate it. You know, with first degree burns, like sunburns, you get a little bit of redness. Second degree burns or partial thickness burns, you might get some blistering. But we have third degree burns and fourth degree burns. And, you know, the burn levels are unfortunately ones that might elude you into how bad you have it. So, like, for example, if you have a third degree burn, you might be numb. And it'll destroy the dermis. It'll destroy the nerves. So you might be like, but it doesn't hurt. Oh, that's not good. So first degree, just to quickly review, deals with the epidermis, the outer layer of the skin. They'll usually heal on their own. Sunburn's the most common example of those burns. And with those burns, again, we just try to stay out of the sun, make sure you protect the skin. Don't be putting butter on it and things like that. Just cool compresses. If it's severe, if it seems to take on a good portion of the body, even if it's first degree or a sunburn, some of these sunburns can be second degree. So get yourself seen. Second degree burns not only damage the epidermis, but also the dermis. Sometimes second degree burns could leave a scar because it affects the dermis. We've had some people with second degree burns or partial thickness burns that actually need grafting. So when you start to blister and it's painful, it involves the hands, feet, face, genitals, or a large portion of the body, you got to get it checked out. Now, third degree burns can destroy multiple layers of the skin, including the hair follicles, sweat glands, damage underlying tissues, including nerves. So you might not, the sensory nerves are within the dermis and the sub-Q layer. So if you burn through it, you might be like, you know, but it doesn't hurt. That could be a third degree or full thickness burn. And then we even have fourth degree burns. Fourth degree burns extend into the fat. Fifth degree burns can go into the muscle. Sixth degree burns go to the bone. Now, they used to say fourth degree burns would go to the fat, muscle, and bones. Now, according to the NIH, they've now changed it to fourth degree, fifth degree, and sixth degree. Although now they also have terms like partial thickness, full thickness. So with burns, we are very concerned about your fluid loss. One of you had gotten a burn, and you said that your doctor neighbor kept telling you to drink water. And you're like, why didn't he tell me to put ice on it? Well, we don't want you to put ice on the burn because the skin is already damaged. We want you to put cool compresses. You could cool the skin with cool compresses or cold water. But what ice can unfortunately really hurt the skin because you're in pain and you might not feel and you might not realize that you're frostbiting the skin. But when you lose skin in a burn, one of the biggest jobs your skin has to do is to prevent you from dehydrating. So when you burn your skin and your skin can't sweat, your skin might be open, it's compromised, you could lose fluids. So when we have third degree or full thickness burns, we're treating you to prevent shock and give you IV fluids. That's why we might also skin graft you, because we've got to get skin, healthy skin, on that area. Now, we also want to make sure that, you know, minimize scarring. We want to make sure that that skin can act as skin. We also, another very important part of skin is to protect against infection. So we want to make sure you don't get bacteria, viruses, fungi, things like that. So there's special burn care, there's special bandages that we will put to help protect and prevent infection and help stimulate healing and allow it to heal. There's many people that now they don't go to the medical provider, they'll use telemedicine, and God bless telemedicine for being out there for people to access. But unfortunately, when you don't get a burn treated right away, I've had people call in 2-3 weeks later after a burn, and their skin is destroyed. Their skin never healed. And when you have dead tissue, the problem with that is there's a few things. One is you could have dead tissue. And that dead tissue from the burn, if you don't debride it and remove it, new tissue can't heal. Number two is it's open. So if it's open, you have bacteria, it's dirty skin. And then your skin is trying to grow over dirt that got on there, dust, microbes, and a lot of times it'll get infected or it won't heal well. And I know parents get so upset, that people are so upset going, I don't want to go in. That's why I'm calling you guys. I'm like, look, if it's a little baby burn, little baby spa, we can put some cream on it. But when it's something major, you have got to go to a local burn care facility. Now, some urgent cares could start the process and could decide if you need burn care or not. But there are wards in hospitals designed to help people with burns. So, fireworks, some of you guys are probably looking right now at your hand, your feet, maybe some other parts that might have gone. By the way, this idea of there's laws when it comes to fireworks, and nobody should be violating those laws. I cannot tell you. We saw fireworks all over the city, and there were only a few sanctioned places for the fireworks. And as you look, I mean, they were just all over. I think there was some video footage in California of how there were laws in California addressing illegal fireworks. And as the chopper was flying over, all you saw were these illegal fireworks all over the place. You know, be careful, people. You know, this is, we're in, you know, certain times of drought. You cause a fire, it's an illegal firework, you're in trouble. So thousands of people in 2022, about 10,200 people, according to Fox News, went to the emergency room for injuries, 11 deaths reported. That's not what Independence Day is about. Independence Day was about enjoying our independence. It's the birthday of America. We're supposed to have fun. And yes, fireworks are gorgeous, but you gotta keep it safe. So now that we're after 4th of July, it's important to make sure you guys check. And any injury you think you got that you could blow off, don't. We're within the 24-hour mark. There's a lot we could do within the 24-hour mark. And if a sparkler, if all you did, you're like, well, I didn't use fireworks, I used sparklers. They could get up to 1,000 degrees. I've heard some of them up to 2,000 degrees. So, and by the way, people were doing fireworks all weekend long. There's going to be fireworks again tonight. Somehow, some people get the day wrong. And they're like, we're doing fireworks now. And there's going to be some homes doing it. Please, only purchase legal ones. Fire one at a time. Don't relight it. Have a bucket of water handy. Or just go to a show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. 10 people dead, 38 people wounded in three separate mass shootings in the U.S. over the 4th of July holidays. President Biden yesterday condemning the violence, calling once again for the tightening of America's gun laws. Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock, and a heat wave also in other parts of the country, including the southwest part of New England and Florida. Minutes from the Federal Reserve's June policy meeting expected to show an appetite for more rate hikes to help bring down inflation. Meta planning to release a microblogging app called Threads tomorrow, designed to directly compete with Twitter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one thing that has been fascinating is this whole debate on tipping and how many of us think a 20% tip is pretty good. Used to be 15% tip. Then a lot of restaurants ask you for 18. I like to do at least 20. People ask, do you tip on the full amount after the tax or before the tax, even though I guess the old way was whatever it was pre-tax is what you tip on. I always, just to play it safe, tip above the tax. So let's say the tax came to an extra $15. So let's say you spent $85 and then, I don't know, tax, whatever, fees came to $100. I'll still give a $20 tip. So that's 20 plus. Well, apparently 20% tip doesn't necessarily buy you a lot of love. Not only is it expected, it might actually get some spit on your food, figuratively. And this is really frustrating consumers. And it's going to, unfortunately, further this rift we're having with people who earn tips and are gig workers or tip workers. And it's going to go the wrong way unless we come up with a better plan. So here's one of the latest examples why this is a little bit of a pressure cooker. I don't know if you guys heard about this story that happened and involved a DoorDash driver. So apparently a DoorDash driver got mad because they tipped a, they were tipped 25% actually on a $20 Pizza Hut order. This was a disabled military veteran, mom of two. She apparently was on this head-on collision, according to Daily Mail, in March with an alleged drunk driver. She can't cook for herself, so she relied on DoorDash to feed her family. She lives in a $500,000 home. The DoorDash delivery person, when he noticed the tip, started cursing and basically told her to blank off with the F word. And I think she tipped $5. I think she tipped $5 for on top of delivery charge or whatever else. And he found that to be not only insulting, but enough for him to cuss back. Basically made comments about, you know, nice tip for a nice house. Like, you're in a nice house, so the tip should be more. And this is frustrating. I waited tables. I understand how important tips are. And getting stood up for tips stink. I've had people that, you know, they didn't like the price of the food, so they take it out on the server. Not cool. And back then, you were only making $1 or $2 an hour as your wage. So you really lived on those tips. And I, to be honest, even though I was a tip worker, I still think the whole system is bad. Where you go somewhere, you have to spend an exorbitant amount of money on, let's say, drinks or food or a show. And then on top of that, that's the contract, right? You get to get in. This is what you pay. On top of that, you have to pay more. A tip used to be something that was voluntary. You know, we don't have to pay you, but we want to. You're like really awesome. And I've done that. It, where people don't even need, I used to actually give tips to fast food workers. Now, I'm like, you know what, just keep the change. You know what, it looks like you're busy, it's hot, here's an extra couple bucks, love you, thank you for doing this, move on. So a tip used to be something that was above and beyond. Not only now is it expected, but if you don't tip enough to what the person likes, it's now a negative. And consumers are getting a little nervous because many of these deliveries want to see the pre-tip. So they want you to tip early on. So let's say you're ordering something. They add on an extra $3.50 delivery charge or an extra $5.95 delivery charge. On top of that tax, on top of that tip. So you give a few dollars extra. So you're paying maybe $10 extra above and beyond the food. That driver might not like your food. Or might not like you and might take it out on the food. Now, we've heard people bragging about eating people's fries, all that. They get fired. That fact, I think this DoorDash delivery driver might have been fired. But what it shows is how people think. You know, if you ever think you're tipping well, watch Below Deck. Just watch an episode of Below Deck. And you see how, so if they feel that $15,000 tip or $20,000 tip was too little, how they rip on and talk, throw shade on the person that took that. And so it's starting to make people a little nervous about who they're doing business with, who's delivering their food. And now people are asking me, so should we put a super duper tip on anything delivered to us so nobody messes with our food? You can't live in that fear. You're already paying for a service, and I get it. You know, these companies, DoorDash, Uber Eats, they're big companies. And many of these people who are delivering are paycheck to paycheck. But what I used to do is I wanted to make sure that person got the money. So I would pay them cash when they came to the door. There's no way to say I'm going to pay them when they come to the door. And some of them don't want you to say that because they don't want DoorDash taking it. So if you don't put the tip on the software, they're going to say, this person isn't tipping me. So now my plan to give them something nice, a little extra special, thank you, we love you, whatever, peace out, that might be after somebody spitting on your food. And I'm not accusing any DoorDash drivers of doing that, but when you see somebody so flagrantly or vagrantly cussing because they're judging a person's house and judging where you live, you know, at this, I don't know, I'm just concerned. And I don't want anybody messing with the food. And I think I tip pretty well. And if 20% or 22% or 25% isn't good enough anymore, what is going to be good enough? And now we're at the point where you'll go to a retail store. And it'll say, after you buy the pens and paper or whatever, what are you going to tip? And you're like, what? I went to a deli. The deli, fantastic food. And so I go in, I tip the guy as he gives us the food. Then, when you buy the food, there's an electronic thing. And this is for pickup. Asking for tip. And then there was a cash jar. The person goes, hey, karma. Cash for karma. I'm like, I love you guys, but I tipped over there. I was asked for tips 3 times. And I get it. I want to help everybody out. But already the food is overpriced. You know, with where we are now with inflation. So, just, you know, keep in mind, you might be thinking you're tipping well. You might think that 20-25% is right up their alley and you're going to get spectacular service. These people might be ticked off. And maybe it's because their rent is up. Their gas is up. They're having to drive out. And honestly, you should be paying a delivery charge for somebody driving the food. For you to not have to get up and get the food, you should be paying a delivery charge and you should be tipping. But apparently, if that money isn't enough anymore, what is it? Just, we need the memo. Is it 30%? Is it 40%? There was somebody that was complaining because it was an $8 order, so they were given $2, which is 25%. They're like, it wasn't worth the $2. So I don't blame them for being upset, but the average consumer just doesn't get it. And then maybe it's all the companies that are going to say, look, maybe that's how it should be, that the companies should pay their drivers so that it doesn't get projected onto the consumers. But then those prices go up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Opportunity in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So one of the big stories over the holiday weekend is now turning into Cocaine Gate, where apparently a bag of cocaine was found in the West Wing. I heard that it prompted White House evacuations. Now, this was while President Joe Biden and his family were, I believe, at Camp David. But there has been a lot of speculation as to whose cocaine it is. Now, at first, in the media, they were saying, well, you know, people visit the White House all the time. There's visitors, could have been the tours. Apparently, that doesn't really happen in the West Wing. The West Wing is a little bit more preserved. So, the latest details is, I think there were results that came back today on what the substance was that was found by Secret Service, and it was cocaine. Okay? So, there was white powder substance that was found. It was in a little dime-sized bag, and somehow it got into the premises. U.S. Secret Service is still conducting an ongoing investigation, but it was in the quote-unquote work area of the West Wing. So, a USS official told NBC News that, yes, it was cocaine. It was in a small zippered bag in a storage facility area of the West Wing. A little blurry on how long it was there. Now, some people are saying it was a very highly trafficked area of the White House. It would be very difficult to track down. But, of course, all of Twitter is blaming Hunter. And I don't know if you've seen the memes of Hunter Biden. You know? And here's the thing, okay? If I could, in anybody's defense, okay? As a physician, I am not naive to seeing how much of the population does drugs. And you would think somebody is, you know, who has a job and who might have, you know, access to education and access to leave and benefits would not feel like they would need to do drugs. It would only be people that, let's say, were homeless. And I'm telling you right now, drugs are used by anybody in society. Not everybody, but you do not have to be struggling to necessarily find cocaine enjoyable. There are many, many people who work, especially in these very high energy, high demand jobs that may be using these. Are they using it to stay alert? Are they using it because they're addicted? So, you know, being told that somebody in the Biden administration is, you know, blowing cocaine or whatever, that isn't, you know, do a blow, doesn't necessarily shock me. I wouldn't be surprised if other administrations had people who were on drugs. I mean, if I had to work for President Biden, or any president for that matter, I probably would have some whiskey in my office. And I'm not saying that to make light of things, but it's a very stressful job. The problem is we, as the American public, want to make sure that before there's any more movement on our tax dollars, or on Bidenomics, or on any decisions we are making with China and escalating that, or insulting England by honoring, you know, not the current king, but the may she rest in peace queen who's passed, we want to make sure that everybody is not under the influence. Right. The Biden administration, just like the Trump administration, like the Obama administration, needs to be just astute, needs to be on it. We want to make sure that nobody is doped up. And I understand people use drugs for a variety of things. There are medicinal uses for cocaine. We had to use cocaine in the ER to stop a very massive nosebleed that could have caused him to hemorrhage. It was fascinating. It was liquid cocaine, and it we injected it into a tampon. He had his nose really packed well, and then we injected it into this was in the 90s, injected the green cocaine into the tampon. It caused vasoconstriction, and it was the final final thing we did to help stop the bleeding, because this guy was going to bleed out. It was the worst nosebleed I've ever seen. So God bless there being pharmaceutical grade and chemicals that we could use to save people's lives, but there is no reason it should be in the White House. No reason it should be in the West Wing. And if this is linked to Hunter, come on. All right, come on. This is, it's getting, and get the man some help. You know, we talk about how Biden needs help from a cognitive standpoint, and somebody should get him the medical help he needs, a neurologist, an MRI. I'm telling you right now, as a physician, you know, if Biden is, Joe or Hunter Biden is still using drugs, get the man some help. There's a lot of things he's at risk for, and that's not good. But I'm not saying the cocaine is his. All we know is that the Secret Service, a Secret Service agent, found the white powder substance on Sunday evening. Preliminary testing confirmed it was cocaine. I'm not sure if that's what they lick it and they taste it, or if they sent it to local police. Now another lab survey said, yep, it's cocaine. So Washington, D.C. Fire Department dispatch was called. They indicated that it was found in the library. So you know, like the Clue game, right? In the study, in the library, there was a wrench, and I don't remember, but yeah. So now there's a lot of memes of Hunter Biden in the library with a bag of coke. But we're not saying it's his. There has been some accusations that Hunter Biden was floating around Daddy's office a few days prior to them going to Camp David. That doesn't necessarily mean it's his. Again, there's hundreds of people that go through that West Wing, but unfortunately, he'll be the first suspect. CBS News reports that the illicit drug was found in a common area storage faculty cubby where White House staff and guests regularly store their cell phones. Now, fingerprint. They're going to figure this out. But whether it was Hunter Biden, I doubt it's Joe, or anybody else within the White House. I know somebody's going to probably blame Trump that it was there from a few years ago. We need to know as an American people that whatever is happening in the executive branch is solid. That we're already, there's a lot of concern that it's not Joe Biden making the decisions, but somebody making them for him. As he's alluded to, they aren't allowing me to speak to you guys. I have to get permission. I don't know if they're allowing me to take questions. And we keep asking, who is they? Who is they? And we want to make sure that the group of individuals who is directing them and telling them to do whatever to do aren't the ones on coke. And I think that's a valid request. This doesn't have to be a Republican-Democrat thing. All right? We need to know that our executive branch and those making decisions on, you know, moving forward with Bidenomics and infrastructure and taxes and student loans and abortion access, we just need to know that nobody's high. And I get it. You know, there are people that function despite doing drugs. But no, it's a bad, bad look, especially if we may be on the verge of war with China, Russia, or whoever else is messing with us. So, you know, yes, I think it is a big deal. I think it does deserve the name Cocaine Gate. But it also shows that any White House or executive branch needs to do a better job keeping an eye on things. You know, if you can't control things in your own house, it's a control issue. And it's if you don't have your own house in order, how are you running the country? How are you going to be able to help other countries? So, look at the border in drugs. Drugs cannot be seeping into the White House. It's a bad look. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.